This is the Ethanol Report. ABF Economics has released a new detailed analysis showing no direct correlation between the renewable fuel standard and the overall increase in food prices over the last 5 years. The study, commissioned by the Renewable Fuels Association, specifically examined the relationship between the RFS and changes in consumer food prices, as well as the relative importance of components such as agricultural commodities and energy on food prices. Study author John Urbanchuk is managing partner of the agriculture and biofuels consulting firm ABF Economics.
It's undeniable, obviously, that the use of corn to make ethanol has increased as the renewable fuel standard mandate has progressed over time. However, that has had really no significant impact on consumer food prices, which doesn't mean to say that consumer food prices haven't increased. They, in fact, have increased. But what we've found is that if you take a look at the time period since the implementation of the renewable fuel standard, and basically we're 5 years into the RFS, and you take a look at a comparable period prior to that, what we found is that retail-level food prices have actually increased at a slower rate than was the case before the RFS took effect.
Urbanchuk says his report found that energy and the food processing industry account for a much larger share of consumer food costs than does production agriculture.
There's an awful lot that happens between the time that product leaves the farm and the time it gets to the grocery store. And those influences, which are shaped by energy prices, oil prices, play a role in transportation. They play a role in processing. They play a role in determining packaging costs, labor, other factors all have an impact on determining what those retail food costs are, not to mention the fact that you've got the food industry and retailer margins and profitability.
According to Urbanchuk, the RFS has contributed to the production of important co-products of the dry milk corn ethanol industry, one being distillers' grains for livestock feed.
What happens is that you don't lose the full value of the corn that goes to make ethanol because you're returning about a third of it back into the livestock sector. And that's had a really, really important impact for particularly the cattle industry. As you know, most of the cattle produced or cattle fed in the United States today are in Texas and Oklahoma and Nebraska. Well, what we've seen over the past several years is that a lot of those cattle are moving north to Iowa, to the Dakotas, to Kansas and eastern Nebraska, where the ethanol industry is located, where these dry mill ethanol plants are, because what they'll do is they'll make the ethanol and they'll have the distiller's grains, and they come out of the plant, they have a high water content. If you put a cattle feedlot next to one of those plants or in very, very close proximity, you don't have to dry it, you can just ship it right over, and the cattle love the stuff.
The other important ethanol production co-product is carbon dioxide.
And carbon dioxide is very, very important for the food processing industry for a whole bunch of reasons. Obviously, refrigeration and freezing, as well as using carbon dioxide in terms of maintaining and improving the quality of processed foods. And at the same time, it also improves margins for the food processors. So, you know, nobody focuses on carbon dioxide, but carbon dioxide, the food and beverage industry, obviously carbonation is the other part of that, are major users of carbon dioxide, and they're benefiting significantly from the renewable fuel standard.
Finally, the report looked at the affordability of food in the United States since the implementation of the RFS and found that it's remained consistent at less than 8% of disposable income.
We looked at what consumers are spending for food, and obviously food prices are a part of this, but the economy, changes in income, the sluggishness that we've had in real incomes have also factored into this. And we look again at the period before and after the RFS, and we found that while food prices have increased a little moderately faster than the overall rate of inflation, consumers aren't spending any more of their income. The share of their real income that goes to food has not increased.
It's also important to note that consumer spending on food essentially was cut in half during the period between 1970 and 2002, from about 15% to less than 8%, and has remained the same for the past 10 years. Compare that to any other country, and it remains the most affordable and abundant food supply in the world. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.